The Oakland Zoo is proud of its lemur exhibit. It's spacious and wooded. They've got 7 healthy lemurs, 2 of which are a species that is extremely endangered in the wild. But in the past, it hasn't been a star attraction, mainly because it's been hard for visitors to see the animals.
It's easy for them to hide. And so when food is not present and they're not out eating, they're usually in a nest box or hiding in a tree.
Darren Minier oversees the keepers and exhibits at the Oakland Zoo.
Not only is that not a necessarily fun environment for the guests, we want to make sure that our lemurs are engaged in their environment as much as possible.
Zookeepers were noticing that the lemurs, primitive primates native to Madagascar, were largely interacting with them, not with their surroundings, which would be more natural.
I mean, they're intelligent animals. We want to give them things to do to keep them kind of interested and motivated.
Dr. Karen Jaffe studies primate behavior at Sonoma State University and is part of the team that has brought a new style of feeding lemurs to the Oakland Zoo. They call them smart feeders, battery-powered boxes placed all around the exhibit that distribute food on a programmable schedule. After getting turned down for traditional grants, the team was able to fund the feeders through a crowdfunding site called experiment.com.
Obviously, there's no smart feeders in Madagascar in the wild, but it's much more akin to the lemurs interacting with their environment, not interacting with people to get their food.
That's the sound of a smart feeder being installed.
Do you want to drill another one that's even with this one?
Penelope Wilson is a former intern at the Oakland Zoo, currently a graduate student at Sonoma State University, and part of the collaboration between the two institutions. She says the lemurs were very excited to see something new in their enclosure.
There were also about 8 of us in the exhibit, so I'm sure they were also reacting to that. But they were following us around. They were, when we set the feeders down, they were jumping on them and like sort of checking them out, putting their arms up in them, you know.
The lemurs have had the feeders for about a week now, and Darren Minier says they are still learning what the feeders are for.
The lemurs currently think that they're really fun pieces of furniture that you can sit on them and they're warm, or you can use them to stretch. And then a couple of them have learned that there's food inside of them, which is even more fun. It's like a couch that feeds you.
At the moment, all 8 feeders are distributing food at the same time. But soon the feeding schedule will become more unpredictable in an effort to keep the lemurs from getting bored. Figuring out how to do that will be Wilson's job. Meanwhile, the zookeepers at Oakland are already thinking of ways to improve other animal enclosures with the same technology, but not necessarily by distributing food.
We've thought about our tigers or our lion with being able to have this disperse a scent at different times of the day, even at night when the lions are much more active than they are during the day.
Minier says dispersing the scent of urine, feces, or something else could help keep those animals interested, engaged, and ultimately happier. For the North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.